Democrats maintain control of the Senate. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
The election shows that our democracy will survive.
Senator Chuck Schumer positioned to remain majority leader.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is projected by the Fox News Decision Desk to win her re-election bid in Nevada in a closely watched and closely contested race against Republican Adam Laxalt. With that Nevada win, Democrats have now netted 50 Senate seats, enough for control of the chamber with Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote.
Fox's Jared Halpern, one more Senate seat is up for grabs. Georgia will hold a runoff election next month between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Control of the House is still uncertain, but Republicans appear poised to retake control. President Biden is reacting to the latest midterm results.
I'm not surprised by the turnout. I'm incredibly pleased.
He's in Cambodia meeting with the leaders of Japan and South Korea to coordinate a response to China's growing influence and North Korea's aggression. Tomorrow, the president will sit down with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Indonesia. Still no winner in the race for governor of Arizona.
We continue to process through the ballots and tabulate the ballots and report new numbers, and we're going to continue to do that.
Bill Gates is chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. As of last night, Democrat Katie Hobbs was leading Republican Carrie Lake by less than 35,000 votes. Resignation accepted. The head of Customs and Border Protection, Chris Magnus, has stepped down after the White House requested it. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There was a big celebration at Mar-a-Lago last night. The Florida resort, which is home to former President Donald Trump, hosted the wedding of his youngest daughter. Mar-a-Lago will also be the backdrop of a big announcement on Tuesday. That's when many people suspect Mr. Trump will announce a third run for the White House. If he does, New York Congressman-elect Mike Lawler believes he needs to look forward.
Relitigating the 2020 election or any other grievances really does not serve him well, the party well, or the country well.
Lawler speaking to Fox's Neil Cavuto. The final chapter of a high-profile fraud trial is expected to be written this week. Elizabeth Holmes, the former CEO of Theranos, is scheduled to be sentenced on Friday. Prosecutors are calling for a 15-year sentence and want Holmes to pay nearly $800 million in restitution. They describe her as a liar who duped investors into supporting her failed blood testing company. Lawyers for Holmes are asking for leniency since she has no criminal record and has a one-year-old son. A famous actor who accidentally shot and killed someone on a movie set has filed a lawsuit in the hopes of clearing his name. Alec Baldwin is suing a number of people who worked on the film Rust. Last year, the film's cinematographer was killed while a scene was being rehearsed.
His attorney said in part, quote, "This tragedy happened because live bullets were delivered to the set and loaded into the gun. Gutierrez Reed, the professional armorer, failed to check the bullets or the gun carefully. Halls, the first assistant director, failed to check the gun carefully and yet announced the gun was safe before handing it to Baldwin."
That's Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. Baldwin admits pointing the gun at Helena Hutchins, but the actor maintains he did not pull the trigger. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.